What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Arise, thou sleeper. What a question was asked of the prophet Jonah. No man knew that he was truly a prophet of God until later. But they asked him a question. What meanest thou, O sleeper? Why are you sleeping when you ought to be awake and alert and knowing what's going on? The ship is about to be destroyed. Why are you not calling upon your God like all of us are calling upon our gods? This is because Jonah was sleeping. This is the danger of spiritual slumber. Where did it start with Jonah? It started when God commanded him, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it for their wickedness. But the sleeper, determined not to obey God, decided that he would pay a fare and go the other way, and go down into Tarshish and take the ship and get out of there. But the Lord sent out a great wind in the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was like to be broken. Ah, yes, God will send a mighty wind your way when you decide to disobey him. When you decide to go into the other way and you will rock yourself to sleep with this world, God will send a mighty tempest to wake you up out of your sleep. Storms of life wake us up out of our sleep, our spiritual slumber. This is the danger of spiritual slumber. We are awakened out of our sleep only by the tempest of the storm, only by the strong winds that God sends his children. The Bible says the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. Here is Jonah while the ship is ready to be destroyed. He is in such a deep depression and darkness that he is sleeping at the bottom of the ship, and he would not do anything to help himself. He would stay there. He would rather die in the bottom of that ship than go and do the will of God. Dear child of God, I know it is hard for you to believe that someone could ever get that far away from God or ever get that disobedient to God. But let it be seen here plainly that it is possible. The mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down to the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep in that ship while the storm is raging around, not in a good sense of peace, but in a sense of the peace of the disobedient, the peace and quiet he thought of the world that the world offers, but not what God offers. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. For they cast lots and the lot was fell on Jonah. God found his man, even at the bottom of that ship. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. There is no place to hide from God. Jonah did try to hide from God, try to hide from the will of God, tried to rock himself to sleep with the world. Listen, friend, the world's entertainment, what the world offers you, paying a fare to go the other way, to go down, you must pay a fare to go down. But God pays it to go up. You will never find peace in the world. You will never pay enough. The world can never offer you enough. There is not a ship that can take you far away enough from God. When you are in spiritual slumber, God will find you in the lowest part of that ship, and he will deal with you. Like he did here, he outed his own prophet among a group of lost people. And the cause of the storm to be found out was what? Was this prophet of God that was disobedient in spiritual slumber. Let's look at it from this perspective. How much has the spiritual slumber of the saints cost your nation or our churches today? When prophets are asleep, when prophets are not up preaching the word of God, when prophets are spiritually sleeping through the tempests and the storms of this nation, whose fault is it that the nation goes the way that it does? So goes the church, then goes the nation. So goes the home, then goes the church. Is it not the same today? Arise, thou sleeper. Arise. What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise. Arise from thy sleep. Arise from thy spiritual slumber and wake up to the will of God. It is high time that God's people wake up out of their sleep and start living the righteous, holy lives that God has called them and he has saved them to live. It is about time that they arise from their sleep. What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise and do the will of thy God. Preach the word of God. Live holy lives. Preach the gospel to the lost and awaken a nation for Jesus Christ.